Good morning. This is Gemma Pepper with you on Hunter Valley Today. Now, New South Wales Greyhound Racing Industry have submitted an application for a 400 dog facility in the Hunter Valley itself, but animal welfare groups have rejected this. And to talk about it with me on the line is the campaign manager at Animal Liberation New South Wales. It is Lisa Ryan. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning, Gemma.
So let's start at the very beginning here. There was a development application for a greyhound facility in the Hunter Valley. What was the purpose of this facility?
So when we had a look at the very comprehensive development application, so this involved about 23 quite big and highly complex documents, we determined that based on the industry's own rehoming performance, which is not meeting their own targets, that this would potentially be a warehousing of greyhounds, and we didn't think that was in the best interest of the dogs. We'd actually prefer to see what is going to be a $30 million development. We would prefer to see that money go into private, independent volunteer rescue organisations who have always done and continue to do the bulk of the heavy lifting with greyhound rescue. They are much more consistent in achieving good rescue results, good rehoming results, and far more consistent in giving these greyhounds who are emotionally damaged from their years in kennels, and the only time they basically get out is when they're shoved into a starter box to run for gambling profits. So we thought the money should be and could be better spent putting it towards those groups that are actually doing the best job for greyhounds. So that's pretty much what it's about.
Yep. I can see that you've submitted a formal objection to the Muswellbrook Shire Council on the basis of that this was not a true sanctuary. What does that actually mean, not a true sanctuary for greyhounds themselves?
Well, my experience as somebody who's been involved with animal welfare and animal rights for several decades is that a true sanctuary is where, for example, we have a number of farm animal sanctuaries, so farm animals that have been rescued from sale yards or slaughter yards or from farms themselves are then taken in by a true sanctuary where their lives are free, all their needs are attended to, and the people that run those sanctuaries, their whole focus is caring for those animals for life. With Greyhound Racing New South Wales and what they're proposing, it is more like, from our perspective, going to be a warehousing of discarded greyhounds, simply because they have made a public commitment that they would have some sort of rehoming centre.
With the formal objection, what are you hoping actually to see changed? Is there a set of strategies that you would prefer to see implemented into this facility if it was to go ahead?
Well, our objection was asking the decision makers, so it will be a regional planning panel after Muswellbrook Council. We requested that the application be refused outright, and not only on the animal welfare grounds, but on a number of other grounds. We don't believe they have addressed all the planning criteria. The Greyhound Racing New South Wales DA suggests that this monstrous development is just going to sort of blend into the Australian scenery out in the region. Now, to think that 20 blocks of 20 greyhound kennels and the noise alone from up to 400 greyhounds is going to blend into, you know, the scenery out there is just a ridiculous proposition. And so, you know, your immediate receptors, so those neighbours closest to this facility, it will change their lives. They will lose their amenity, they will lose their scenery, and the noise levels will be pretty big. And that will be constant. This is a 24/7 operation.
And just finally as well, have you heard back from Muswellbrook Council yet, or have you heard back from Racing New South Wales? Is there any, I guess, date that they're planning to actually see this facility come to life?
They have not, because we're talking about a massive facility here that would take a considerable period of time to develop. So the process is now, we have received an acknowledgement, which is standard practice from council, confirming they've received our objection. In addition to our formal objection, we also provided guidance for members of the public. And just under 900 people took that option up. So council also received close to 900 objections from animal liberation supporters on top of our formal application. And I'm sure many other people lodged objections as well. So council now need to go through a process of reading all of those submissions, assessing what the main concerns are, and also looking at the ones that are in support of this facility. And they will have to then compile a very comprehensive report. I would expect that will take several months.
Absolutely. Well, Regional Campaign Manager for Animal Liberation New South Wales, Lisa Ryan, thank you for your time with me this morning.
Thank you very much, Gemma, for the opportunity.